Hi everyone, this is Psychic Medium Miss Sarah. I'm really excited that you decided to join the Mediumship Circle. This video is going to be mediumship for beginners. So if you're not a beginner, you can skip past this video. There are just some essential things that I want to help beginners understand before they start getting too deep into mediumship. So one of the things that's important to know is there's two different types of mediumship. There's mental mediumship and there's physical mediumship. In this course, we're going to be talking about mental mediumship. So mental mediumship is when the only person that's aware of the communication with the spirit is the psychic medium, right? So that would mean that you hear clairaudiently, which is clear psychic hearing, you're seeing clairvoyantly, which is clear psychic seeing in your mind's eye, your third eye. That's what we are going to focus on. Now, physical mediumship, you may have watched movies from years ago that people are being lifted into the air by spirits, or they're legitimately going unconscious, the psychic is, and the spirit is taking over their body and speaking. So that's physical mediumship. We're not going to be learning that. We're going to be learning mental mediumship. Okay, so one of the first basic things you need to know before starting a mediumship session is always to get your sage, and I'm just going to sage here right now. Always to get your sage. You can also get a spray sage. I like this better. My kids do not like the smell, so I try to do this when they're not home. And sometimes the pieces of the sage will fall off, so you have to be really careful using sage bundles. I have this, and it looks really dirty right now. I have like a Palo Santo in it too. I use this little bowl that I got, and it's got pink Himalayan salt in the bottom of it. So then when I'm done, and I'm sure you could use regular salt too. It was just something that I thought I found and I wanted. So, and I got that from the Dollar Tree, that pink Himalayan salt. So this is a really big bundle. You don't need a bundle this big. This is just what I got, and it's lasted me a long time. So be very, very careful when you're burning sage, and try to make sure it's out. I've had different things that I think I put it out outside one time, and I put it in a plant or something like that, a plant that had died, obviously. They put it in a plant holder thing, and it caught it on fire. So just be very careful where you put it out at. So when doing mediumship, it's important that you keep a high vibration. What this means is if you're in a bad mood, if you're drinking, if you're doing illegal drugs, those types of things, that's going to really lower your vibration. And you want to keep as high vibration as possible. So this also means limiting your time before you meditate do mediumship to a minimum when being spending time in low vibrational environments or with low vibrational people. So like Debbie Downers, right? So you just want to make sure that you limit your time around people like that. I'm going to put this out now. That you limit your time around people like that. You can see I just kind of crushed it into there. Because it's going to affect your vibration. And what happens is spirits and our spirit guides are all at a different level of vibration than we are, higher than we are. And in order to meet that vibration, you have to really be aware of your own emotions and how you're, if you have any baggage from the day. So if you're sitting down and you do have baggage from the day, or you have things that you need to remember, those types of things, just write those things down before you start to open your mediumship session. So before you open your mediumship session, I recommend doing saging. And then I also recommend using an opening and closing mantra or prayer for each part end of your session. So you're going to sage, then you're going to do your opening prayer, then you're going to meditate, connect, and then when you're done connecting, you're going to do your closing prayer. So that spirit knows that we started, this is the time we're talking, and now we're done, okay? So that's just important for protection and setting boundaries. So you can ask basic mediumship questions when you begin doing this. like, who am I speaking with? Or is there a sign that you want to give me, that you want me to share with a loved one? Is there a message that you want me to share with a loved one? Or is a message for you? I mean, this depends on if you're reading for yourself or for other people. As you get deeper into mediumship, you're going to realize that not every spirit is going to want to answer all of your questions. And sometimes they'll want to talk about what they want to talk about. So if you ever have people that are like, well, can you tell me how they died? Kind of like they're testing your mediumship ability. I don't like that because it just throws off the whole reading. But anyway, it's important that you know that many spirits aren't going to talk about that. If there's something tragic, they're not going to want to talk about it. So you might keep it to light, happier topics if you can, unless they're bringing up those things. I try to stay away from that stuff. When doing mediumship, it's important to have a trusted gatekeeper. So this would mean your spirit team. Your spirit team is who you go to for protection when it comes to communicating through mediumship with their level of frequency. So try not to set real high expectations for yourself, because what'll happen is you kind of stress yourself out and you put yourself in a state of mind that you expected more, and I expected more and I didn't get it. Like, this is sometimes a slower process than you think it would be. You're not always going to be able to connect on the drop of a hat. And there are ways that I've taught people that have made it really easy, but every person is different. So we got to learn for you what triggers your mediumship abilities. So another thing is that the pendulum is a really easy way to connect with spirits. That's one that we probably won't talk too much about later on in the course, but if you're looking for like simple yes or no questions, the pendulum is excellent for that. And I'll show you guys real quick what I use. I bought this off Amazon. So I just have this little, it's the size of a coaster. And then I have, and you can use a necklace too. If you don't have other resources, you can use a necklace with a thinner chain. And trying to look for my thing, I'm not gonna find it. Okay, so I have a couple pendulums. I think I put one. Oh, there's one of them. There's a lot of different types of pendulums. Copper is supposed to be a really good metal to use for a pendulum, but you can see like it's a very simple, mine's a very simple crystal. I have two of them, but you can use a necklace if you have one, and you can actually write the yes or no on paper. And before you get started, if you're going to do a pendulum reading, you just want to make sure that you are aware of what the spirit thinks is yes and no. So that's just a little tidbit for the pendulum readings. So we are going to get started on the rest of the course. Thank you. I know as a beginner, it's kind of like, am I really going to be able to do this? And you have a lot of doubts. And one of the things, most important things I'm going to tell you is to trust your intuition. I think that's one of the simplest things to say, but the hardest things to do when you're a beginner, because everybody wants to like do it right out the gate. And I can tell you when it comes to mediumship readings, no one's right 100% of the time. Sometimes you get mixed messages or crossed messages. So just try to keep it simple at first and then kind of blossom. So if you're taking this course and you need time to go through the on-demand sessions, take your time and go through them. You know, you can take this at your own pace. That's why it's on demand. And so we'll have the mediumship circles. And during the mediumship circles, some of the things that I want you to know is that when we get in the mediumship circle, we're going to have some sort of task for each, and I'm not going to share them with you yet. It's some sort of task for each mediumship circle that's live. And it's going to help you develop at no matter what level you're at, everybody is going to be able to participate and develop. And we're going to be able to help each other. And I'm going to facilitate the mediumship circle so that everything keeps going the way that it should. And I'm pretty excited about it. I'm pretty excited about the different ways to practice mediumship that I'm going to be able to teach you. And I hope you enjoy this course. Thank you so much. And thank you for participating. And I hope you enjoy the mediumship circle.